So I'll begin by showing what cards we have in this game. So we've got character cards as well as scene cards in this game.
So character cards have a few defining features about them. You've got their name, the Ultra that they are, so this is Ultraman Zero. You've got their level, so it's a level 3. You've got their typing, it's an arm type. If most Ultras will have a unique effect that they can cast, as well as a battle power. So a few things to know about the leveling system in this game is that it follows a simple 1, 2, 3. A level 1 can be leveled up into a level 2, and a level 2 can be leveled up into a level 3. Some important things to note is that only the same name Ultra can be leveled up. So only Ultraman Zero can turn into Ultraman Zero. You can't have an Ultraman Zero turning into, say, an Ultraman Tiga.
Right, you have to be the same Ultraman.
That's right. So this is not allowed. Furthermore, you can't jump straight from a level 1 into a level 3. You've got to go from 1 to 2 before you go to 3. Each character card has a certain battle power attached to them. So this one is for 5,000. If you level it up into level 2, it'll be 10,000. And if you level it up further into level 3, it'll be 16,000. However, let's say you're desperate and you have a level 1. If you play him by himself, it'll be 8,000, which is what the silver marks. The silver marks, if this is a solo card, it'll be 8k. If it's 2 cards, it'll be 10k. Similarly, for a level 3, if you level it up, now it'll only be a 12k instead of the full 16k power. Once again, if you don't have the level 2, it'll just be 8. So the battle powers of the Ultraman are important because that's how the game is run. Every round of the game, a new lane will be set up, and in a lane, the Ultras will fight. The way Ultras fight are simply a comparison of their numbers. So we look at their battle power. This is a 1 stack, so he'll be 6,000. This is a 1 stack as well, but he'll be 8,000. Because his number is higher than this one, he will win the lane. The win condition of this game is that you've got to win 3 lanes. However, you can have as many lanes as needed. So if let's say one lane is a draw, or you win one lane, then maybe we'll have like the 5 lanes before I win 3. The winner has to win 3 lanes. Alright. So the next kind of card that we have is a scene card. A scene card is a horizontal card with this bar at the side. This bar denotes when you can actually play the scene card. This cost refers to the number of active lanes. So for our context, every new round that you start, you will set a new lane, a new active lane. So this means this card can only be played at the start of round 2. In other decks, such as the Omega deck, you might have scenes that have a 2 cost. This means it can only be played on the 3rd round. Or scenes with a 3 cost can only be played at the start of the 4th round, so on and so forth. The way to set scenes in this game is you've got to be the lead player. To be the lead player in the game, you've got to win the most recent lane. And if the most recent lane is a tie, the lead player from the previous turn will still be the lead player. At the very start of the game, the lead player is decided either with a scissor, paper, stone, a dice roll, or coin flip. Anything that's random. Alright, so now we can give it a shot and try a demo game.